Good morning, this is Frank Settapani with the CBS World News Roundup. Lee Rappaport has extra time for some holiday shopping, but it wasn't her idea.
I may have my weekend off for the first time in about 5 months.
Rappaport works at Washington State's Fort Vancouver, one of the tourist attractions that will be forced to close this weekend.
It's kind of unfortunate because it's also the time when people are going to start to visit the fort a lot, having vacation and things like that, and they're not going to be able to come.
A partial government shutdown became inevitable when the White House and Republicans in Congress missed a midnight deadline to reach agreement on a balanced budget plan.
This is Rob Armstrong on Capitol Hill. The budget negotiations broke down and were quickly replaced with name-calling and finger-pointing. Everybody blamed everybody else. Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole blamed the president.
Tell the American people the truth. Don't come on television, Mr. President, and say we're devastating this and devastating that, because, in fact, you know that in our budget we added back billions of dollars in Medicare and Medicaid and made other real adjustments.
Democrats say they made good faith efforts, including real and substantial budget cuts themselves. But they say Republicans insist on having things only their way. Minority Leader Tom Daschle.
We don't have to shut the government down because there's a pick with the president about whether he's been working in good faith or not. There is no reason to tell people one more time that they're out of work for whatever length of time. That isn't necessary.
The president will huddle with congressional Democrats today, and Republicans say they are ready to resume talks any time. But right now, no new budget negotiations are set, and the government is in the process of shutting down for the second time in as many months. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The Grand Canyon won't be affected by the shutdown. Arizona Governor Fife Symington is using state money to keep it open.
There's a tremendous pipeline of tourism going to the canyon that's planned a long time in advance. And if that pipeline is interrupted or there's great uncertainty about the canyon, whether it will be open or closed, it will disrupt that flow of tourism to the state.
If the dispute goes on past the weekend, thousands of federal workers could be sent home Monday, but mail deliveries, benefit checks, and essential services, including air traffic control, will not be affected.